Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I got a fantastic guest on. I'll introduce her in a few minutes. She's also a fellow talk show host here at BBS. I'm excited about having her on. Toll-free USA. Get your pen and paper out. The numbers are all over the BBS Radio website and my site, www.michaelgoger.com. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I'd like to take this time now to bring out my guest, Michelle Moriarty. Michelle, welcome to my show. You're in the thoughts.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
Good. When is your show on BBS, Michelle?
It's Fridays from 12 to 1.
Pacific time or Eastern Standard?
Yes, Pacific time, and it's called Infinite Love Radio.
Infinite Love Radio. Sounds good. Great. Okay, we got a caller, but I'm going to let the caller hang on while I talk with you for a while, Michelle.
Yes.
I see you were suffering from lupus at one time.
Yes, yes.
And did that lead you to exploring your spirituality, or you were already... We're all on the path, but I mean, were you really pursuing it, or did this push it?
No, this really pushed it, and this really awakened me to the God within me, to spirituality, to the oneness, to divine love, to the power within to heal. And so before that, I was just a mother and a housewife doing my thing. So I got sick, really, really sick.
It's very common. I think it's one of the reasons we have suffering in the world, to accelerate our path sometimes, or to our enlightenment, you know, expand it, lead us to it anyway. Because I bumped into this a lot through the years, and I found it with myself, too. It was how I got basically on the path to exploring the God within, you know, the higher consciousness. Now, did any one particular application or theory help you with the...
Well, with totally... Yes, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Your illness and the lupus, and what was your approach to it?
My approach was mind-body-soul connection.
Right.
My approach was taking responsibility. My approach was forgiveness.
Right.
My approach was self-love, letting go of the past. And
right.
Practicing the present moment and having faith.
True. Did you combine it with meditation and visualization?
Meditation, absolutely. Visualization, prayer, and really changing my lifestyle, being very mindful of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, forgiveness. Forgiveness, Michael, is a big tool for my healing. You know,
yes,
huge,
it is.
Huge tool.
Very much so. Forgiveness and gratitude, being thankful.
Absolutely. Gratitude,
yeah.
every moment, every day.
Oh, yeah. I truly believe if you can't be truly thankful for everything you have right here and now, you won't get more until you appreciate what you already have.
Absolutely.
Or if you do get more somehow, you won't understand it or won't enjoy it to the fullest. Which to me explains why this unhappiness, even with the wealthy and the powerful, you know. I don't think they were ready for it. Now, did you go into chakra work with this and Reiki, or you just developed this lifestyle and started to heal?
Well, actually, I went after being diagnosed with my second child and having all kinds of, you know, symptoms, and I was halfway paralyzed. So actually, I was guided to work with another healer. And as I was working with another healer, I had an awakening moment, which I encountered two tunnels of light while I was wide awake. And this tunnel of light, I started to hear a voice in my ear telling me that I'm being healed, my cells are being renewed and rejuvenated, that I will soon know my life purpose. And I asked this voice, who are you? What are you? It said, I'm the God within. And since that moment, 5 years ago, I listened to this guidance from within me, and I move forward. So I acknowledged it, I stay present with it, I attune myself to learn more and guide people in life and of the power within, the God within, the higher self. And through that, you know, I went to Reiki, pranic healing, NLP, timeline therapy. But I basically incorporate and integrate everything into spirituality.
Right.
So I just don't do one thing. And
right. No, it's a mixed bag of everything, really.
Yeah, it is everything.
Yeah. Yes. When you get into this mind frame, you start looking for the herbs and the vitamins and meditation and visualization, and it's a very powerful tool in self-healing and in spiritual development and manifesting the physical. In other words, you can't go wrong with it, you know. And if you listen, truly listen to your inner self, a lot of times the answer is given to you. You know, so I found this to be true, too. Also, the visualization part of healing, actually getting very graphic with it, actually seeing movies in your head or the good guys beating the bad guys, actually seeing it happening, and these are all techniques that are powerful healing tools that could be combined with opening up to your higher consciousness. So, well, I'm glad you're doing much better. Then I've seen that you had an accident shortly after.
Yes.
You had the issue with the lupus.
Yes.
That also added to your journey, so to speak. Okay, I see your website. You got CDs out on forgiveness, healing and love, release of fear and anger, and the inner child and the higher self. You're offering these through your website, I imagine, right?
Yes, yes. Offering them through my website. They're all channels from my higher self, and they all have smooth, soothing music in the background with them. And yes, they're all offered on the website.
Okay, and it's easy enough to contact you. Your website is www.spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Yes.
And they can contact you there with your CDs and then more information on you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to get out there that we're not touching on?
Sure. I have my book that's also channeled. It's called 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. It's designed to awaken the reader to their true self, to the power within, to the possibilities of creation. That's
very good.
Also.
And that's also available through the website?
Yes, yes.
Very good. Okay. And then you got your show every Monday?
No, every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yes, from 12 to 1. It's called Infinite Love Radio.
Infinite Love Radio.
Yes. But if I may, Mike, my main purpose is to really teach through my own pain and suffering how people don't have to suffer and they can heal themselves. So that's my life purpose here on
right.
the planet, as I surrender to God after my healing.
Right. Are you familiar with Louise L. Hay and
yes.
Maxwell Maltz?
Maxwell, no. But Louise Hay,
yes. Yeah, psycho-cybernetics. It was one of the first manuscripts on it, really. He was a plastic surgeon, and he, throughout his career, he noticed how image affected, how thoughts and image and was all hand in hand, and the working of the thoughts in the mind, and he really laid it out in the book, Psycho-Cybernetics, awesome book. And you're going to see more of this. It's exploding all around us. places where you haven't seen it before. Little shops with massage and acupuncture, hypnosis, Reiki, meditation, yoga. It's really Tai Chi. It's and more intuitives and readers are popping up all over. It's expanding. I believe it's expanding with the need of the planet and the people. So we're all playing a part in this. Okay, Michelle, I'm going to go to a call. I believe I got a call. I'll take a call and give him a quick reading, and we can continue yakking. How's that sound?
Fantastic.
Okay, what part of the world are you from, Michelle?
I'm originally from Iran.
Oh, okay. And you're in America now, or?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, very good.
I'm a single mother with two kids.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, Cole, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Janine.
Janine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wichita, Kansas.
You got that right.
Please tell me you're working and everything is going good.
No, I can't tell you that.
Oh, God. One thing didn't come through and something else did, I think I've seen in your offline or your email.
Not yet. It hasn't come through yet. When I emailed you or with the instant message, I was scared to death.
The PM?
Yes.
Okay, now, you said something didn't come through, but another thing did. I have a little chaos here with the moves and multiple users, so I don't get some of my messages. I don't get. Well, let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I have two interviews Monday.
Okay, I was just going to say, I feel like I'm right on top of it. I really do. Let's see, Janine, what are we going to do for you? I'm getting the interviews. All right. Is any of them with a female interviewer?
Pardon?
Is any of them a female interviewer?
Yes.
Okay, they're pointing to a female with handing you money, so I think I'm going to go with that one as a true. I believe it's going to be the one that comes through.
Okay.
So, but I am hearing you're right on top of working and having a job. You're not too far off. You said the interview is on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
One's at 10:30 and the other one is at 2.
Okay. You're going to get the one, and I believe it's a female interviewer because she's the one handing you the money. So I'm going to go with that one. And that was being given like within a week, or I'm right on top of it. So, and then I think the female hands you to a male, or a male takes over
mm-hmm.
from there once you get in. So, you're probably going to see it go that way, and it leads to further more income. So, you're definitely going to be working. I believe you're going to get one, Janine, out of one of these interviews is going to come through for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Because I'm really hurting. That'd be great.
I hear you, man. That's why I'm really hoping this goes through for you, because I know you've been going through this for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if I can pick up on something else. No, she hands you to a male, and then the money becomes steady, I'm hearing. So mm-hmm. It's like the interviewer. You pass through the female, and then you're working and under a male. So I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all I'm getting for you, Janine. Just that one of them is going to go through, and it's like with them, they're giving me a week, and then you're working. So I think I'm going to leave you with that instead of getting too complicated. I think that's what you want to hear. I believe it'll be the one with the female, and I hope that's the better one anyway.
My daughter is going to, they're going to induce labor on my daughter Tuesday night, or Wednesday, whatever.
Okay.
Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
The 18th, whatever day that is.
Okay.
And I'm really concerned about it, but...
I'm getting the labor being needed, some issues with it, but it's going to work out, okay?
Okay.
You're going to be all right. I think they're letting me know it's your nerves, mother nerves.
Yes.
so, but they're giving me an issue with it, but then it's straightened out, so I wouldn't worry about it. I believe it's going to go okay.
She's had two spinal fusions. She had the first one when she was 16, and because her back's been bad all her life, I guess she fell off a swing set when she was 5.
Did she ever lose one?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm getting there was a loss, too, from it, and the difficulties that are involved. She's going to get through this. She's going to get through this. I'm getting her physician being a very good physician.
What about the other daughter?
The other daughter? Let's see what the other daughter is doing. Hold on, if I can hear her. She's going to change.
For the better?
Yeah, she's going to change. She's going to change for the better.
Okay.
She's going to become more spiritual.
Okay.
I'm hearing. She's going to start talking about exploring her higher self, or maybe even get involved in some type of what do you call it?
12-step program.
A belief or philosophy and Buddhism, meditation, yoga. She's going to get into. You know what? You say 12-step?
Yeah.
You might see that. It could be a big part of it, but she's going to change and change for the better. It's like a light bulb is going off in her. She wants to have a life, and I think she sees the handwriting on the wall. Very smart girl, smaller than everybody gives her credit for.
Yeah, she is.
And she's going to turn within and make some changes within herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, knock on wood, the daughter changes and you get a job and you got a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
You got any questions for Michelle as far as...
Well, I was real interested in what she had to say, and I kept thinking about from within, and I've been doing some soul searching on that, and I guess, I don't know, I hope I'm on the right track. I know I have to, I think I've pretty well forgiven my ex-husband, but he's still kind of a jerk. But you know, that's not up to me. That's his path, his choice. And I don't know if karma is coming back at him because of his health problems now. I don't know.
Well, Michelle, you got any advice for
what's coming to me is, first of all, have you forgiven yourself at all?
Pardon?
Have you forgiven yourself?
I'm working on that.
Please do, because I see that. That will really open up much for you. And also regarding your interviews, what I see is that, I don't know if there's time now, but if you close your eyes, what I see is a black ball, like a block.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can just see what that block is for you and ask it, what does it want and what is your spiritual learning? Get your spiritual learning, and then that block, that black ball will dissolve and more openings will take place for you.
What
I see is that for you to use the power within you to get that yourself through the black ball. Yes.
You know, I was laying in bed the other night and trying to go to sleep, you know, when I shut my eyes, and I felt, this sounds kind of stupid, but I kind of felt a big black thing in, you know, front of my eyes, even though they were closed.
Yes.
And I kept thinking, you know, move out of the way, get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I get that. When you tell it to get out of the way, that's resisting it. But when you become one with it and ask it, what do you want, then it will give you. You know, it's like knock, knock, hello, I'm here for you, I have a message for you.
Uh-huh.
So we just want to receive the message, give me my spiritual learning. What is it that I need to learn? Okay, I got it, thank you very much. Then it doesn't have any more power, it will go.
Okay.
But it has a message for you.
Okay. I'll try to pay attention then.
Yeah. And Jenny, with the 12-step program, one of the tricks they use is you sit and still your mind and ask yourself why 5 times and then look at the first picture that's shown to you.
I see.
So
I never heard that, but okay.
Yeah.
I've been in there almost 18 years. But
Oh, you never heard that before?
No.
Really? Wow.
Uh-uh.
See, I've been involved in it for 25 years with substance abuse, alcohol, and and that's one of the tricks to getting some answers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not only that, it's a just spiritually, it's a little technique that you could explore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jenny. Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Happy holidays and blessings to you all.
You too.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle. Very interesting, especially asking you, communicating with the blocks. I'll combine that with my my chakras. If I have some blockage in a chakra, I'll actually go in and talk to it, you know, and see what the problem is, what it wants me to do, how I can handle it, how I can move past it. So, and with illness, too. I believe you can talk to illness and communicate with it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Carla. How you doing?
Well, fine now that I'm talking with you.
Chris. I knew you would call.
I knew you knew I would call.
Yeah. I knew you would call. I knew you that knew that I knew I would call. Whoa.
We could probably just sit here and not talk. We would communicate telepathically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Telepathically we would communicate.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, I feel so
you
much
know?
Like welcoming you all into my life. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You know, let me just see what I'm hearing for you, and it's all about money with you here. Thoughts and need are a definite increase. I'm feeling an increase, and success. I'm hearing, and it helps the home become more calmer and balanced and
okay.
stable. So you do have something coming, and it's going to be an increase or an expansion, and it's financial and professional. Now, I want to leave you with that and let Michelle, because I think Michelle might have a message for you, I feel like,
okay.
with other things, you know what I mean? I want you to get a different perspective.
Okay.
Okay,
hi,
Michelle, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Nice
Hi.
Hi, how
Hi,
are
Michelle.
You?
Hi, Michelle. Fine, thank you. Nice to be speaking with you all.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk to you. What's coming for me is self-trust and self-love. And really paying attention to your internal dialogue, really being mindful, and doing some self-trusting meditations and self-love practicing. And inclusive is any forgiveness that needs to take place in regards to criticizing, judging, or punishing yourself.
Because okay.
That's what's coming to me.
Okay. Well, those are very heartfelt words. I really like hearing those. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, God.
Michael, I wanted to ask you, I've got this huge appointment this coming Wednesday. It's huge. And it's in a professional setting. There are many people that will be there. Do you see that coming off okay?
Was that for Michelle or me?
For you, Michael, please.
Okay. This was a business meeting or something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to take off. It's going to go crazy.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, it's going to lead to... I couldn't feel any better than I'm feeling, really.
Okay.
And it's going to go into the hands of a male, brown-haired male. I'm getting a male with brown hair. He's a businessman. I feel like he's taking it and running with it. So
okay.
Pay attention to the young, up-and-coming businessmen. Yeah. And it's going to involve changes, too. You might even be traveling and maybe even manifesting, relocating. So somewhere down the road here, it's developing around you, so... Stay open to them. And after this meeting, everything just gets hectic and crazy and business-like, I'm getting.
Okay.
And it's the beginning of the journey, I'm hearing.
Okay.
It's happening. It's what you wanted, and it's going to go where you want it to go.
Oh.
Startup, enterprise.
Okay.
Successful, I'm hearing.
Okay.
New, and it's the beginning of, and it's successful. With then it branches out, it has lots of roots. It's going to go in different directions.
Okay.
It's not one sided or one direction. It multiplies rapidly like roots. So I think it's going to go fantastic.
Bless your heart.
Let's see if it does, and keep your fingers crossed. Okay.
Oh, thank you. And I hope everything's going well with everybody. I know it's a time of year that we have a lot of...
difficult.
Yeah, and introspective. I tell you, my health has just been... today I feel great, and I know Michelle is focused on healing, and that's certainly what I'm working on. I just feel marvelous today, and I want to continue manifesting that because it has been a struggle.
Good. Keep that going.
Okay.
A lot of it is in their thoughts.
Yeah.
Our inner thoughts are everything.
Yes. No, that is so right on.
You know, so what better title for a radio show?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. It was, everything was spirit-led. Everything. Even
yeah.
the title.
Yeah.
But it's going to take off for you, Chris, and it looks good. And I'm showing the rough patch that you had and the run and how difficult it's been. And health-wise, I feel great. You're definitely almost right there. And keep it up. Keep it going.
Thank you, God.
There's some kind of gathering, too, that's going to be extra special for you. Any invites that you get, go to.
Okay.
And I feel like you're either going to be teaching, training, or doing or learning something. So it's going to... be one of the things that you encounter probably as you go into the new year.
Okay.
Either training or teaching, or you're a student, but I feel like it's educational, and it's got an artsy touch to it. Writing, drawing, communicating, marketing, advertising, it's that type of arena.
Okay.
And an increase in spiritual ability.
Oh, I love it. I love
okay.
it.
All right, girl.
You've been my anchor. Bless you. I know sometimes those that we love, it feels so fondly, we kind of are a little grisly towards at times. But, you know, the intention is, the core is certainly love at all times. It's just convalescing. God, this has just been incredible, this path. And I know all of us. I know you too, Michael, and probably Michelle. Sometimes we just tell her. Incredible internal struggles. And it makes it, when it's good, boy, is it really good. The contrast is so wonderful.
Good. Just remember, forgiveness, thankfulness, and love. And God.
Yeah.
Higher power.
That's it. That's really it. We need to bottle that.
Yeah.
And
because,
now?
You know, I look at it this way. If there is a higher power, I got to find out what he wants of me and what I can do to please it. So,
I think you're on the path, though. I think you're right there in the headquarters of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I love doing it, and part of the preparation is to allow me to just to help somebody. So that's the basis of it, you know.
Yeah.
Helping somebody.
Thank you so much, both of you, and blessings to you both.
Okay. Okay, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio. Michelle, with readings, I feel very strongly that helping the sitter or the caller is the biggest part of the reading in a way.
Mm.
You know, because when it becomes all about the reader, I think it starts to lose a little. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. What's your first name?
Janet.
Janet? Good. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I don't know if you ever heard me read or you've been listening. Or...
yes, I've heard you read.
Alrighty. I'll just jump into your reading real quick, and then maybe Michelle could have a message for you or help you with a question. Or...
great.
All right. I'm going right to a moody man for some reason. A male, and he's moody, or there's some issues with him. Or a dispute or something. Do you have a better half, Janet?
Not really, no.
Is there one? Was there one leaving, or? Did you just get rid of one, or is
no,
one?
No,
okay, I gotta, for some reason I'm getting no and yes. I don't know what that means.
There's somebody that I kind of want to connect with.
Oh, okay.
Somebody that I dated before, and I want to connect with them again.
Okay. There's issues all around it. Almost like a forbidden thing or something in the way, or I don't know if it's his career or baggage on either side, but there's just, that might be a little while, or in time through negotiations and back and forth with lives and different things. So you got a way to go on this guy, so kind of go slow with it is what I'm saying, I'm hearing.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in the need of a professional. I don't know if it's a lawyer or a doctor. Are you looking for a counselor of some kind or an advisor, or you need professional advice?
Not right at the moment.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is between now and into the beginning of the new year, I mean, if there's a problem where you almost know advice is needed, don't listen to a neighbor. You go get a professional advice if it's needed, because that would be the way to go. And I feel like if it does happen, you'll find the right man. I just got a feeling you're going to be needing advice from someone, so seek out a professional, and that will work out for you. And it might be a little where you're not sure, but if go with it if you're not sure, or if you're on the line.
Okay.
Or is this your boss? Do you work?
Yes.
Okay. This could be at work, Janet, for some reason. Is anything changing at work, supervisors, or is there a problem, or are you connected to the owner or the boss, or?
No.
Interesting. This could be at work where you're going to need some advice, maybe, in the business arena. All right. Well, if you're off at something or things get sticky, you sleep on it and you talk to people.
Okay.
Especially if it's in the business arena. Let me see here. You know, for some reason, a very strong connection to church or an organization or something, too, with you. I'm not quite sure what this is. Any big groups you belong to? Are you big in the church or anything like that?
I go to church. I'm not big in the church.
A connection to the people at church or someone at church. Or
okay.
Something going on there with the church and the people there.
Good, bad?
Helpful.
Okay.
Helpful. This is all about advice for some reason. Like you're going to be going into a cycle where you're going to need advice, and you get it, and it's good advice, and it helps you.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing as you go into the... So anything that really comes along, it's just like what you need is there.
Okay.
You just need to open your ear or listen. And it's going to be in the business arena and with the people in church that you know or are connected to. Older folks, too. They're kind of giving you advice or making something better or this type of a thing. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. What part of the world you say you were from?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay. And also, other than spreading yourself too thin, you're doing good. You're on the right track, I'm hearing. And,
okay.
Keep everything the way it is right now. Don't let go of anything. Don't worry about adding anything. Just ride this next 30 days out. Go into the new year very calmly and peacefully, and you're doing just fine. Health feels good. The only thing I'm worried about is overextending myself. I feel like people are going to want me to do more than I can or to do too much, so don't let that happen to you.
All right.
Because it could set you back a little bit, either in energy or health or even finances. So just keep everything just the way it is and go into...
So finances are okay?
What's that?
My finances look good?
Yeah, yeah. If anything, expanding and increasing.
Oh, good.
In the near future, too. Are you on leave or something? Or
yes.
On vacation?
Yes, on vacation.
Okay, I'm hearing after that... over, it expands for you. And your boss is looking out or helping you. somebody,
okay.
Yeah, somebody there is doing and covering you, or I hear covering you, or taking care of you. And
well, I took 3 weeks off for vacation for Christmas.
Okay. And when that's over, it expands for some reason. When you go back, it's busy and it expands, so you're looking good.
Okay, great.
All right, and I'll leave you with that, Janet.
All right.
Unless I didn't touch on anything you wanted to hear about.
No, just whether or not I'm going to meet somebody.
Okay. I knew you were going to ask me that, and if for some reason it's still in the up in the air, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Like it's been up in the air for a while. And it's going to continue, I don't think, before the end of January.
All right.
But for some reason, it's needed, and it's not like you're not thinking about it.
Right.
You're manifesting this, so.
Right.
And I don't know why, but I want to keep an eye on everybody I go to church with or friends that are there. I think they know someone or can connect you with something. It might be an experience there for you. Relationship-wise, so. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Janet. Take care of yourself. Oh,
thank
wait a minute.
You
got a question from Michelle.
And just whether, well, if she has anything for me.
Well, in the beginning, what came to me is that there is something you're resisting that's creating inner conflict. And if you just accept what is, you be in the present moment, and the present moment you can create an opening.
Okay.
Of what it is that you want. But accept what is.
Accept what is.
That specific resistance that's creating inner conflict.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bless bye-bye. You. Merry Christmas.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas. Thank
bye.
You. Tell your friends about us. MichaelGoger.com. Can't get enough of it. I had to plug myself. I don't do that much. I should have more of it.
I love that. I love that.
Michelle, if you're not feeling well and you think something's wrong, what's the one thing you can do to make it better?
Go to the doctor.
Very good. I like that. Do you know I say that over and over? Because in this business, that's the first thing you should say. Go to the doctor. But other than that, I think forgiving yourself or asking why is a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Why am I experiencing this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how can I make it better?
Mm-hmm.
Paula, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. What's
how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, what part of the world are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota? Is it snowing there?
It's not snowing, but it's very cold.
Ooh.
I wish it was snowing, because then it would be a little warmer.
We're getting pounded right now.
That's what I hear.
Then I gotta go out and go in and go to work in it. Ay, ay, ay.
Is it ice or is it snow?
It looks a mixture, but I'm not too far from work, so it should be okay. What's your first name?
Paula.
Paula?
Yes.
Boy, you feel so familiar to me for some reason, Paula. Did you ever hear me read? Or?
Yes, you did a personal reading for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I have a question, and I don't know if you want me to ask the question or if you just want to go with it.
Well, let me just see what I'm feeling right off the bat, and then if I don't hit the question, I can demand to answer it.
Okay.
All right. Boy. You are, your energy is intense for some reason here. A lot of spiritual issues right off the bat I'm getting. Are you involved in metaphysics in the spiritual realm? Or practice?
Well, I am. I'm a Reiki master, and I have a lot of energy. In fact, I can feel it flowing right now. But, you know, yeah, I've gotten out of practicing it as much as I should be.
Well,
of course, it's the holidays, so I probably am a tense.
Well, there's abilities there, I'm being told, and I don't see you falling away from it, but don't ever think about it, because I don't think, number one, you can. Number two, you should pursue it, because I'm feeling you, and you can do things with it. Reiki would be an awesome field for you. Also, so there would be other opportunities in it if you wanted to do it on the side or pursue it as a professional. I can see you doing things with that too. So business looks good. I feel like I'm not going to be wanting, and if I am, it's not for long. I'm surrounded with opportunities. I do feel as though that I have offers. Either are you looking for work, or anything changing in the business arena for you? Because
not me, but my husband.
Okay, because it's expanding. And
I have my own personal business, which I want to expand.
Okay, it's expanding. Both ends is expanding. You and your I see you as a whole, husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And on both sides, it's taken off, yours and his. So now, but I'm hearing a new something. I don't know if it's a new job or if business is real new, or and also a promotion or a raise. So is this the hubby looking for a promotion? And
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that I'm hearing a promotion comes through or a raise, and it's a nice one. So, and I feel good about it. Some prestige.
Wonderful.
Or praise. Prestige or praise with it. So it must be a job title or a position. So,
mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like I'm being told that what you're into, I feel like that's going to move forward and expand, but almost like I need to learn something new or finish up something, a technique, or complete something or add something to it. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
I'm not sure what kind of a business you're in. I feel like it's, for some reason, I want to say artsy, too, with this spiritual, artsy, divine.
You're so good.
I'm creating. Whatever I'm doing, I'm creating, and it's got business potential, so.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I do. I create and design jewelry.
Okay. Great.
And I'm looking to expand to sell to boutiques and things like that.
Oh, fantastic. That's happening. Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because you're in the right direction. I mean, whoever you're talking to or whoever you're working with, and the direction you're going in is right where you want to be. I feel like there's going to be a network with another female. I don't know if she's antiques or metaphysics, but, and I also want to incorporate some consciousness into the jewelry, into the art,
heart,
spirit, and philosophy, and incorporate this into some of it anyway. And it may be the other lady, may be the missing link, or what's coming next, or your next connection, so.
Mm-hmm.
She could be in the business, or kind of in the business, like antiques and jewelry, or art and jewelry, and she has spiritual, metaphysical abilities also, and she is like right on top of where you need to go. So pay attention to anybody, especially like the first 2 weeks in January.
Okay.
That comes into your life, because especially if...
Is she someone that I know now, or someone that I'm going to run into?
She could be on the scene now.
Okay.
I feel like she may be, and kind of thinking, or you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be seen to be heading in that way, so I wouldn't rule out somebody that's there and unfolding already.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do believe that networking and crossing over in designs will help you expand. And another thing, too, I feel like I need to learn something else. I don't know if it's repair or a technique, or I need somebody that can do a certain thing. Keep that in mind, too. The more you know about the industry and the business, and the more you can do yourself, the more successful you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you may need to expand your skills or education. I don't know if there's a school for that, or technique, or whatever, but that's one of the things I'd want to focus on that
okay.
would help me. And I think that's about it, unless I didn't hit on the question. Is there something else that was...
You hit it head on for me, Michael.
Okay, good. Thank you. I usually do. sometimes I get yelled at, hung up on. But, oh, Jesus, and the phone slams down.
Well, my question was about my husband.
Oh, he's fantastic. I don't think it can go any better for him, and it's going to even get better.
Good.
Yeah, very, very creative, very influence, definite increase with finances and opportunity.
Wonderful.
And I'm getting somebody pat me on the back, so I don't know if it's in a bigger office or another title, or but there's something there, so prestige or praise that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paula, I'll turn you over to Michelle, and maybe she's got a message for you. How's that?
Yes, I would like to hear that. Yes, thank you.
Hi, so what I see for you is movement dance or movement exercise to release energy.
Uh-huh.
And that will center you and bring you clarity. I really see you a lot with movement, seeing you right now, movement. And what I see for your husband, a quiet, romantic evening for both of you would be very soothing. Bring you closer.
Okay.
Bring you closer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. How's that, Paula?
Thank you.
Okay, Paula, thank you. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Michelle, I just want to get your website out there one more time. It's www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And you can get to Michelle's CDs that she's offering, her book, email her, and don't forget her radio show. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello, it's Ricky. How are you?
Ricky, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, welcome to the show. Okay,
thanks.
I'm going to... Is this sugar cane?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. What part of the world you in, sugar? Huh? What part of the world?
Yeah. Idaho.
What part of the world you calling from?
Idaho.
Right.
Idaho.
Okay, I don't have much time, so I'm going to jump right into your reading. It's all about finances.
Yes, it is.
And this is the time of the year for it. And with the type of reader I am, I get a lot of gatherings and financial things. And I get bogged down with it around the holidays. But it's about money. And, let's see. I feel like I'm worried about it, or it's stress. And that's with everybody, really, that's going through the holidays, especially with kids and family and festivities. So,
Do I have some kind of block, or what am I doing? Because every time... I get started on something and I think it's going to go great. It never pans out. And I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I got a feeling, maybe another week of feeling like that. Because things are going to change for you. Things are going to change. Things are going to pick up. Are you moving or relocating or something going on with the house?
I don't want to.
anybody close to you moving? Or buying or selling. I'm getting something with the house, the property. Doing something with it.
The house is for sale, but we're hoping that it won't sell so that we can buy it.
Mm.
We want to do a rent to own.
Oh, okay. I got a feeling that's going to go through.
Oh, good.
Now, remember, I've been wrong before, so...
Not very often.
Well,
in my experience.
Well, thank you, Reiki, but take it with a grain of salt, because there's nothing worse than getting your hopes up and having them dashed. So, but I am hearing that buying a home, and property issues, and I feel like it's successful, and I feel like I'm cashing in on this, so don't give up on that dream.
Okay.
Because I really do feel that it's very possible for you. Okay. Very possible, and you're going to see it grow closer to you as you go into the beginning of the new year. I don't know when you were planning on doing this, but I'm picking it up on
you. Whenever they're ready, I just
Okay. Well,
finances are.
Okay. Well, pursue it and really investigate it, because to me, what I'm feeling is worth it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, what about the better half? Something's going on there. I feel like it's getting better. If there's nobody there, you're going to get one, and if there is, it's going to get better. Because
he's not working right now.
It's not working. I got a feeling it's going to turn around for you. Is there anybody new?
No.
Okay, then it may be the one that's there and not going well. Because I feel like it turns around. Is there a chance that it can turn around? And because I feel like it may. If you wanted to, I'm feeling like it may. So now I am feeling it being a little rough now, or not there, and then it gets better, or somebody is there. So I'm feeling by the middle of January, relationship-wise, you're doing a lot better.
Okay.
And there's a difference to it. I feel like there's been a change and a difference. So, and I also feel like there's been issues that pulled you apart. I don't know if it's family, finances, emotional baggage.
Well, he's away for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there was something there that pulled you apart.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
And I got a feeling by the middle of January that might not be there, or he might realize he'd rather be with you. So, knock on wood. Let's hope it goes that way.
Okay. And do you think I should stick with what I'm trying to do? Do you see it going anywhere? I've made $30 so far, so I'm not impressed.
Continue it, yes.
Okay.
Is it Reiki or metaphysically based?
Is it what?
What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Is it metaphysically based? Sideline?
No.
Are you working, or is it a job?
I am a Reiki master, though.
Okay. I feel you doing something metaphysically.
Huh. That's what I want to do.
So pursue that. I feel like there could be a chance that in the near future you can make some money with this.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that to continue doing what you're doing, that it's going to get better. Everything is going to get better, relationship and finances.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well.
Now, keep in mind, I feel like I got like another week to go, maybe another 10 days before I start seeing signs of it improving, so. Keep that in mind, too, okay?
Well, that makes sense, because he's supposed to be home on Christmas.
Will he be home on Christmas?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just had a little tickle in my throat. Let me see. Could I really know you want to hear this? Let me just feel what I'm getting here. I'm not sure, Reiki.
You're not sure if he'll be home on Christmas?
This is your man?
Yeah, he's due to be home on Christmas.
Okay. I'm giving a yes and a no, and I don't know why.
Huh.
Is he ill? Is he dealing with some problems?
Yeah, he's dealing with some legal issues.
I can't answer it for some reason.
Huh.
I don't know why. I'm hearing yes and no. You know what I think this is?
What?
Everything isn't satisfied yet. There's something that needs to be satisfied, and he's dragging his feet on it, or he has to wait for it to come to him before he can do it. I don't know if this is paperwork or a doctor saying okay or a judge saying okay, but there's something that hasn't been signed or completed yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're doing this to me.
Okay.
So I'm a no and a yes with this. And for the heck of it, 50-50, I go with yes. He's going to be there, but there's some things he's got to finish up yet.
Yeah.
To complete, so he can actually say, yes, I'm coming home. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it could be just signing one paper, maybe. Because I'm dealing
yeah.
with authority figures here. It's judge, doctors, their
you're
authority.
Right, right.
I can't override them. They have to sign
yep.
the paper.
There is something that needs to be processed before he can come home.
That's what I'm being shown. So they're giving me yes and no. So that's how they
yeah.
that's how they treat me sometimes. All right, Reiki. I hope he
okay.
is, and I do know one thing. It gets better for you with him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you, Reiki. I hope I helped you.
Oh, you always do.
All right, girl.
I've been getting readings from you for 2 years now, and you always help me a lot, so
thank you,
I appreciate
Reiki.
You.
Thank you, Reiki. I appreciate hearing that. It means a lot.
Happy holidays.
I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Michelle, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
No, just God bless everyone. Stay at peace.
Okay, God bless, and thank you, Michelle, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bless you.
Take care of yourselves. Blessings to you all.
Bye-bye.